You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. I can get this video and all of the previous videos, as well as sign up to our WhatsApp video groups. Today we're going to be discussing a question of pressuring somebody into selling or giving you a gift. We're not talking about a case where you'd actually give the person money and take the item by force. That's actually a form of geneva, of thievery, which is called chamas, which we did make a video on previously, and we'll leave the details to that link in the description below. Today we're talking about a case where you pressure the person and eventually they sell you the item or give it to you as a gift. Question is that allowed or not? So today we're using a sefer called Halachas of Other People's Money, by Rav Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, and he brings over here is that it actually is in the Ten Commandments, in the Aseret Dibros, the Isser of Lois Achmoid and Lois Ave, of desiring somebody else's property. We're going to explain when is there Lois Achmoid and when is there Lois Ave. He brings over here is that the mere desire on its own is not the Isser. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Isser is not when you think and desire the item, it's rather only after you cajole or pressure or embarrass the person, and through that they feel pressured and they eventually sell you the item, that is when you are going to be over. When you have the desire and that presses you to do it, then the person succumbs into selling it, that would be the Isser of Lois Achmoid. Now we did say there is an Isser of Lois Ave, and that Isser of Lois Ave is even before you would even be over in Lois Achmoid, just from thinking and scheming of ways of how you could get the item from the other person is going to be an example of how you could be over in Lois Ave alone, just from the desire by itself. So he brings an example over here, is let's say there's an item you know somebody has, you don't know if it's for sale or not, you go over to him and you say, here's 20% over the market price for the item. And he says, no, it's not for sale. So you come back to him and say, I'll offer you 50%. And again, he says, no. So then you start getting other people, you go over to the wife, you get your wife to go to his wife, other people in the community go over him, and eventually press and press and press until the person gives in and sells you the item. He says over here, although you could mean well, you were over two serious Torah prohibitions of Lois Achmoid and Lois Ave. When you planned and when you eventually got the item from him, then it would be over the Isser as well. He brings over here, it also applies when pressuring somebody into giving you a gift. Let's say you have a situation where you know somebody, you're not the best of friends, and you want to keep a good relationship, and you want the person to give you this item as a gift, whether or not you feel entitled to it or not. But a person goes over and he presses the person. He says, hey, you know that item, I know you're not really using it, whatever, could you give it to me? And he doesn't really want to give it to you. And then you get somebody else to pressure him, and somebody else, and more people, until eventually the person feels cornered and they're like, okay, whatever, they're uncomfortable, they just give the gift. So in such a case also, many poskim hold that would also be over in the Isser of Lois Achmoid. Now, what are the guidelines? When can you go over to somebody when you want to buy something from them? Can you ever go ask them? What's the case? So he brings over here these guidelines, is that, number one, you are allowed to ask a person if an item is for sale. Just going over to somebody and saying, is this item for sale, is not considered pressuring. Pressuring is when you go over to them and you heckle them and you call them and you say, why don't you sell it to me? Be a sport. I really need it so badly. All these different types of claims that put pressure on the person to sell it to you, that's what's not allowed. Also, if the owner shows no interest in selling the item whatsoever, then you are not allowed to go back and offer more money. That's considered pressuring as well. But if he gives an indication that really he just wants more money, then because, okay, so you see that he wants more money, then you are allowed to come back and offer more money. But if you see this completely, he's not interested at all in the first place, then you're not allowed to go back to him at all, even ask and give more money. If the situation changes and it indicates that case may be different later on, so then maybe later on, yeah, you maybe could go back and inquire again. But in a regular case, you wouldn't be able to go back if he says no. Also, you're allowed to show the owner, if the case is that it is in the owner's best interest that he does sell you the item, then you would be allowed to try and explain it to him why it is in his best interest, if that is the true truth. Also, you're not allowed to get a distinguished person like a Rosh Hashiva or a community leader, a respected person, to go over it and also ask the person to sell you the item again, because the person may just be unable to say no to that person and may say yes, and again, that would be considered the Isser. Now, one point to just bring out is that the Isser is Lois Achmoid beis Re'echa, Lois Ave beis Re'echa. Re'echa is in regards to another Yid when you're dealing with another Yid. But although these halachas may not apply in such cases where that's not the case, a person still has to conduct all their business dealings with integrity and always create a Kiddush Hashem and not Chas Shalom a Chil Hashem. Thank you very much and have a great day.